On the phone now, though, is Ronen Faxman. We're going to be talking all things Aliyah related, but specifically for doctors. And we're going to be talking about the IMAP program, the International Medical Aliyah Program. So, Ronen, shalom. Thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Shalom, shalom. Thank you for having me.
Talk to me a little bit about the IMAP program.
All right. So the IMAP program is a joint initiative of the Ministry of Aliyah and Integration, the Ministry of Health, the Ministry of Negev and Galil, the Jewish Agency, and Nefesh B'Nefesh. Basically, what we saw after working with a lot of doctors and medical professionals making Aliyah from the U.S., we've been doing it for years now, we've seen two things. One is that the medical licensing transfer process is a bit, how shall I say, a bit complicated. It involves a lot of bureaucratic and a lot of paperwork and some red tape, and a lot of people find it very intimidating, and therefore they're not even trying. There is like a kind of a myth that Israeli bureaucracy is the worst and you can never overcome it. So we said, let's help people do it. Let's make it a little bit more accessible. That's one thing. And the other thing is that when we went into this kind of rabbit hole of medical licensing and doctors and doctors' number in Israel, we've seen that Israel is suffering from a critical shortage of doctors, a shortage that is going to be even more severe in the next 2, 3, 4 years before it's going to get better. And this is due to all kind of reform and historic changes and movement within the medical corps in Israel. And basically the general director of the Ministry of Health, he came to us, Nefesh B'Nefesh, and he said, I've seen what you've been doing with North America, and it's great. And you've been bringing between 80 to 90 doctors every year, but that's not enough. I want you to bring a lot more. And he gave us a destination or a target of 2,000 doctors.
2,000 doctors. I'm not sure what happened to the line. I do know that we've lost Ronen while we try and reconnect. Just let's take that in. Ronen has been given a target of finding 2,000 doctors, whereas initially they procured 90. How one does that, I'm not quite sure. Ronen, are you back with me?
Yeah, I'm back.
So yeah, I'm just saying, what a target you were given. 2,000. Yeah,
so exactly. It's a bit, some might one say that it's maybe too much, but it's spread over 5 years, and now we're working across the globe. So we've been to France, and we've been to Argentina and Brazil, and we're coming to South Africa, and then we're going to Australia and to London. And we're going everywhere there is a Jewish community who is interested of hearing and listening and learning about the process, about the opportunities, about the challenges. We're not sugarcoating, and we're not saying, hey, you know, come to Israel, everything will be amazing. There are obstacles, there are challenges, there are things to do. And Israel is suffering from a war. It's not news to everyone. But we believe and we see that a lot of doctors came to volunteer, and then decided, wow, this is where I want to be. This is where I feel home. And now that they are either here or decided that Aliyah is in their cards, now me and my team, who obviously speaks all the languages that out there, we help them really make this dream a reality. We help them with the red tape and with the translation and with the documents and with the getting the license and getting your specialty recognized, because you don't want to just get your medical license. You want to get your, I don't know, let's say you're a cardiologist. You want to be a cardiologist in Israel, not a GP.
Sure.
So we basically cover A to Z all the way to securing a job and helping the spouse even. Let's say your spouse has this unique job and you need to find a job for them, and you need to find good education and good schools and good communities that will suit your needs. Maybe you're Orthodox or Reform or Conservative or Haredi, everything. we are well connected with all the authorities to make sure that everyone who's making Aliyah will be giving the right tailor-made package for them to make this a successful Aliyah.
Ronen, what accounts for the significant need? Is Israel not investing enough in medical schools? Are you not producing enough doctors? Are you suffering from people leaving Israel? What's the reason for this need?
Yeah, it's a great question, and the answer is maybe two or threefold. One, Israel is small. We don't have enough hospitals to become teaching hospitals to produce enough doctors. That's one. We are now in a good place, but that will give a solution only for the long run or medium run. Let's say within 10 to 12 years, the new students will become doctors, but we need solutions for now, for tomorrow. And something very interesting happened in Israel in the 90s, and this is the wave of Olim coming from former Soviet Union.
Yeah.
We're talking about a million Jews who made Aliyah. A lot of them were doctors. So we got kind of a shock of doctors. 25% of Israel doctors, Soviet Union, who arrived to Israel in the early 90s as an outside shock and are now retiring again as an outside shock. So their retirement age is not in sync with the general retirement age that we see along the years. So all of a sudden, a huge chunk of doctors is retiring. That's one thing. Another thing, there was a very huge and controversial reform, but it's gone into effect this year, that a lot of Israelis who went to study abroad, mainly in Eastern Europe, after some research, they've discovered that a lot of those med schools were, I'll be gentle, not so good. So they've decided that doctors from those countries, it's not enough that they'll come back to Israel and sit for the bars or sit for the licensing exam. They went and really did a research about their studies, and they discovered that the 6 years, so-called, of their medical school were very not up to par with Israeli standards.
Fascinating.
And they just revoked it.
Yeah, Ronen, I was thinking about that.
It's 50%. Listen to what I'm saying. It's 50% of the incoming doctors every year are from those states. We're talking Armenia and Romania and Hungary and Lithuania and Latvia. Some of them also Arab countries, which I don't want to go into politics, but the majority of those mates are Arab Israelis, which brings another layer of conflict into this already complicated situation. So one of the solutions the Ministry of Health, Misrad HaBriut, have come up with is this program. And last year alone, we brought 519 doctors from all over the world. And most of them are licensed and already working.
So we've had a question from we've had a question from a listener that I'd like to put to you. It says, out of interest, would this program be open only to people who are eligible to make Aliyah, or is it for medical doctors in general?
So according to the Israeli law, which right now they're not planning on changing it, there are discussions, but right now, the only way to get a permanent license in Israel is to become a citizen. You can come as a volunteer, but the state doesn't want to invest in that because it's a lot of headache, and the revenue, as they call, is not that significant. They want to invest in something that will be for years. So yeah, that's kind of a strain that we have on this program, that only people who are citizens, which means making Aliyah, can apply for a permanent license. During the war, the Ministry of Health a little bit loosened up some of the regulations to allow volunteers who were in need, mainly in rehab, emergency medicine, anesthesiologists, I'm afraid pathologists, so doctors from all over the world basically put up their name on a list. They did a kind of a very fast review of their credentials. And then if everything okay, they got a very, very short-term limited permit. It's not, it wasn't even a license, just to help in their specific field of expertise.
I was going to leave it there, but we've had another question from somebody else who says, so why not recognize South African doctors who are GPs who have superior training and expertise? Why do you require them to do 4 years of family medicine?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's a painful question. I brought this topic, and by the way, I don't know if everyone is understanding what this listener asked. A lot of the doctors in South Africa are doing this community service, and they're going to work in rural area. Yeah. And then when they came back to the city, they can basically present themselves as GPs, and they are well experienced, as you said. The problem in Israel is that they want to see something, some kind of documentation, some kind of log of what you've been doing to make sure that you are up to par with the criteria in Israel. One of the reasons we're coming to South Africa to meet with those with these doctors is to create this kind of data or a list that I can present to the Israeli Medical Association. And if I have enough doctors in this position who are interested, maybe we can create some kind of a program, a short program, short retraining, and not, as this listener said, going back full residency program over four and a half years, because it's absurd and people won't do it and everyone is losing. So yeah, this is one of the reasons we want to go deep into this population and learn more. So we'll be able to advocate for them to the Israeli Medical Association, which is the body that regulates all specialties.
Ronen, we're going to have to leave it there because we're out of time. But I want to tell you, just prepare for a lot of questions when you come to South Africa, because they're coming through fast and furious. Clearly, there's a lot of interest. Clearly, you have your challenge made out for you. It's going to be an interesting trip, that's for sure.